So I remember my very first backpacking trip ever. It was in Hawaii, and we were going from Waipio Valley to Waimanu Valley, and I was thinking to myself, this is gonna be a piece of cake. But boy, was I wrong. I struggled so hard on that trail, and one of the reasons I struggled so hard was because my backpack weighed so much. I had put all this stuff that I didn't really need in my backpack, and because of that, I had all this unnecessary weight on my shoulders, on my back. I could feel it in my knees, in my soul. Oh man, it just made the whole trip so miserable. But you know, looking back on that experience, I realized that sometimes we do the same thing with our walk with God. We add the unnecessary weight of performance, guilt, and shame to try to earn something that God's already freely given. Hey Dozers, my name is Sarah. I'm from our Pama Valley campus, and today we are continuing our discussion on Saul's armor versus David's slingshot, religion versus relationship. And you know, this weekend, Larry shared a passage of scripture that I love so much. It's found in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And this is what it says. It's Jesus speaking to his disciples and to people in Israel. And he says this, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Oh, isn't that so good? You know, and here in this passage, first Jesus offers an invitation. He says, come to me, trust in me, have a relationship with me. I am what you really need, right? And then he identifies the people that he's offering that invitation to. It's to those who labor and are heavy laden. Not just those who are burdened by sin, but those who labor in their own efforts to try to earn God's favor. And those who are heavy laden by legalism that the religious leaders had placed on their shoulders. And here is where Jesus contrasts in such a vivid way the heaviness of religion with what he offers in relationship. And this is what he says of relationship, that the yoke he offers is light, that it is easy and his burden is light, that what he offers is so much better than the crushing weight of legalism and religion. But here's the thing, is we so often forget the goodness and the completeness of the gospel, and we try to add to it. We try to add, and that's what religion does. We try to add to the finished work of Christ. We try to add the weight of guilt and shame when we don't miss the mark, when we don't hit it. We try to add the pressure of performance, and we try to add the weight of self-righteousness, the motivation of self-righteousness in our own self-sufficiency. We say, if we only read our Bible more, if we only pray more, if we only serve more, then all these things, if we do these things, then we will earn what God has already freely given, his grace, his mercy. And so religion offers endless striving for a goal that we can never obtain in our own efforts. But relationship offers dependency on God. It offers abiding in him, the very one who's able to attain that goal on our behalf. So just like my backpack's weight was terrible, made me so miserable, it was full of stuff that I didn't even need, so too, we feel so burdened and weighed down when we add stuff that we don't even need to our relationship with God. But just so you know, I did eventually wise up, and now I only carry what I need into the wilderness. And let me tell you, it has made my trips so much more enjoyable and my backpack way lighter. So, Dosers, here's my challenge for us today. We need to ask ourselves the question, what am I trying to add in my walk with God? What am I trying to add to the finished work of Christ in my life? What weight am I trying to add? So think about those things that focus on doing rather than being with God, and put those things at the feet of Jesus and just rest in him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, and we will see you next time.